AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is expected to fall short of his global coronavirus vaccine commitment by the end of the month. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
The president had pledged to ship 80 million doses by the end of June, but as they announced new plans for global sharing, officials say the president is not expected to meet the goal. They say while U.S.-produced doses are ready, deliveries are delayed due to logistical issues, including regulatory hurdles. The White House has announced 60 of the 80 million doses will go to the global COVAX Vaccine Sharing Alliance and the rest to specific partners. So far, only 10 million have actually been shipped. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Brian Cunningham, the police chief in Woodridge, Illinois, says a tornado tore through town, traveling about 3 miles. Calls came in.
Those calls involved downed power lines, fallen trees, damaged homes, in some cases severely damaged homes. Check for the well-being. We got many calls from family members checking on their loved ones.
There are reports of injuries around Chicago. What's left of Claudette is moving near the Carolina coast as a tropical storm. The system is blamed for at least 13 deaths in Alabama. Angela Spears is in Brewton, Alabama.
It had to be the good Lord. It was the good Lord. I mean, for somebody to get taken out their house and throwed around and stuff, it was the good Lord. He spared my life.
The Supreme Court unanimously ruled on the side of former college athletes that the NCAA cannot enforce limits on what colleges offer student athletes. The case doesn't decide whether students can be paid salaries. The president-elect of Iran says he's not willing to meet with President Biden or negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program. Top diplomats, meantime, report progress at talks in Vienna as they try to restore the Iran nuclear deal. This is AP News. Experts working with the United Nations are slamming the Vatican for not doing more to prevent violence or sexual abuse against children.
The independent human rights experts faulted the Roman Catholic Church for what they said are efforts to protect alleged abusers, cover up crimes, and obstruct accountability. The experts say there have been tens of thousands of alleged victims over decades in many countries. They noted with great concern what they called the apparent pervasiveness of child sexual abuse cases and what appears to be the practice of covering up for alleged abusers within the church. The Vatican's been heavily criticized by abuse victims in many countries over failing to discipline or remove bishops or others implicated in cover-ups. I'm Rita Foley.
Facebook is launching podcast and live audio streams in the U.S. to keep users engaged on its platform and to compete with emerging rivals. Facebook is allowing public figures with verified accounts to start live audio rooms. Ed Donahue, AP News.